Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
In a stout with gin and tonic.
Something the matter, Carla?
Yeah, something's the matter. My life is the pit. Seems like good things happen to everybody except me, you know? Norm has a new job. Frasier actually seems happy since he met his creepy girlfriend. And Sam has given up women and decided to marry Diane. What have I got? Zip. Woody, I mean, how do you keep such a sunny disposition in this rotten, stink-infested world?
You mean, what do I do when I see Mr. Blues peeking around the corner?
God, even has a cute name for depression.
Well, I just close my eyes and I think a happy thought.
Here, I'll show you.
What was your thought?
I'm glad I'm not you.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Hey, Mr. Peterson?
Yeah.
I'm working on this month's issue of the Cheers newsletter, and I wondered, what's new with you?
Nothing really, Wood.
Well, you sure?
I don't know. Check last month what was up to then.
See, Norm Peterson, nothing.
Oh, I guess it's not new then, eh?
How about you, Dr. Payne?
What's new in my life? Well, it's not easily put into words, Wood. Perhaps it has something to do with my relationship with Lilith. And perhaps it's just a maturity that comes with age. All I know is that I feel I finally know who I am. And I'm happy with that person. Does that answer your question?
Sure does. Dr. Crane, nothing.
Sam, great news. I found a house.
Hey, turn it in. Maybe you'll get a reward.
No, you goose. I found our house. I was driving to work today, and as luck would have it, there was an 8-car smash-up. Yeah, that didn't come out right. What I meant was, I was forced to take an alternate route, and it sent me right past the perfect house. Oh, Sam, you should see it. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a formal dining room, a huge fireplace in the living room.
Excuse me for interrupting, but we're not looking for a house.
I know, I already found it.
No, I mean that we agreed to live in my apartment for a year first.
Well, yes, that was the original plan.
Yeah.
But that was before I saw hardwood floors, bay windows, crown moldings.
Yeah, well, so what's wrong with my apartment?
Well, granted, this house doesn't have your view of the exotic dancing academy. But I think you could learn to live in the shade of a stately elm.
Well, I hate to be a Budinsky here. But this is the absolute worst time to buy a house.
Why is that?
Seller's market. Unless you run into that rare breed, you know, the motivated seller. Now, you know, for a price, I can put you in a sweet little 3-bed, 2-bath number. It's got the fish netting over the patio and a handmade lava rock fire pit in the back.
That sounds a little bit like your house.
It is my house.
Wait. Now, you said your mother was going to live there until the day she died.
Well, she's clean and she doesn't eat much.
Sam, please, just come with me and take a look at it.
I'm not ready to own a home. You got to work up to that.
Sammy's right. It's a big responsibility. You got lawns to mow. You got plumbing to fix. You got gutters to clean. Then, you know, every couple of years, you got to paint the entire thing from top to bottom. Honestly, I don't know where Vera gets the energy from.
Norm, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I guess I should, shouldn't I? Well, thank God I'm not, huh?
Well, Sam and I will split the chores at our house.
Would you just slow down? We're not buying a house. I mean it.
Sam, don't be so hasty. This could be the house for you. Does it have a basement?
Yes, it does, a large one.
Great. You can convert it into a dungeon to keep Diane in. Then, when you're done torturing her, you could bury the body under the cement floor, cover it with a ping pong table.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. No, I mean, maybe you, not her.
Will you stop stalling and come with me, please?
Just give me one good reason why I should.
Because we own it.
That's a pretty good reason, Sam.
You bought a house without asking me?
Well, I didn't exactly buy it. Uh-huh. I put down the teeniest of refundable deposits.
You know, I don't believe this.
Oh, now, Sam, there was another couple there, and they were all ready to make a bid on it. I had to move quickly.
Yeah, talking about moving quickly, you get into my office right now, and you call them and tell them that I want my deposit back.
Okay, Sam, whatever you say. But first, I want to call the decorator about ordering drapes.
Yeah, well, make it quick.
Well, I guess it's time we started thinking about a housewarming gift.
That's pathetic. Yeah, you'd never catch a woman of mine leading me around by the nose.
No, but you might catch her sunning herself on a rock.
It's finally ours. I can't believe it.
Neither can I. Wow, you know, every time I come here, I like this place more and more.
Wow.
Thank God you talked me into this. Oh, good.
You don't think we spent too much money on it?
Oh, absolutely. What the hell? It's a great house.
Yeah. It's ours.
Well, not quite yet. You know, I never feel at home until I hang this little baby up.
God, Sam.
What?
Oh, not where people can see it.
No, I've never understood your attitude about this painting. I mean, it's a classic. Dogs playing blackjack. I can never look at this without cracking up.
Well, that's the purpose of great art.
You know, I think you're missing the subtle humor here. I mean, see this guy right here? He's cheating.
Oh, Sam. I can hardly wait till I'm in the kitchen, potholders in hand, cooking a nice big roast, calling out to you, dinner's ready, honey.
I'll be right there. I'm in the workshop.
The workshop?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dad always had one. I used to go down there all the time. I just love the smell of sawdust. I wonder where I can buy some of that.
Oh, Sam, I have wonderful plans for every room in the entire house.
That's funny. So do I. Why don't we sit right here in the living room? Yeah, these floors look like they use a little polish.
Oh, Sam! Sam!
We really have to leave now, my dear.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, you must be the new owner.
Yeah, I'm Sam Malone. How do you do?
How do you do?
This is my fiancée there, Diane Chambers.
Bert and Lillian Miller.
Oh,
how are you?
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. The house is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Well, of course, we know we're supposed to be out of here by now, but, well, we forgot a few odds and ends, you know? And, we just wanted to take a last look. Well, you know, when you've lived in a house for 40 years, taking that last step out the door, well, it's pretty hard.
Of course.
I confess I touched liquor this morning.
That's all right, my girl.
But you look like a fine couple. I'm glad the house is going to you.
Oh, yeah. We plan to do great things in it. With it.
So many memories. Like when Mikey climbed up the bookshelves and hit his head on the mantel. You remember? Oh, we were all so worried.
And that's where little Janie rehearsed her dance for the school play.
You know, I studied ballet as a child, so I became quite experienced.
Bertie Jr. took his first steps on this very spot right here. And that's where we always put our Christmas tree.
Every year.
40 Christmases. 39.
Hmm? Well, we didn't quite make it to Christmas this year.
Oh, sure. You know, I think we'll miss the Christmases most of all.
I know, Bert. The children, the grandchildren.
Ah, never mind. There, now. Out with the old.
And in with the new.
And we're just going to get out of your way so that you two can share your lives.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Can I help you with those boxes?
Oh, no, those are fine. No,
we're just going as far as the bus stop.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, glad
Thank
to meet you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, house.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Gee, what a sweet couple, huh? Let's see, where were we? Oh, yes. I think we were talking about polishing the floor. You want to wax or shall we buff?
I cannot live a single day in this house.
Oh, God.
I mean it, Sam. I could never live here.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Listen, hey, I got a surprise for you. Look, I took the picture down.
Sam, it has nothing to do with the picture.
I...
Although I do appreciate that. This place belongs to Bert and Lillian. It's alive with their memories. Oh, poor Mikey. Now, that must have smarted.
Come on, we love this house. I know how you feel right now, but wait till we make some changes here. Look, we could knock out this wall right here and make the whole room different. I mean, yeah, what the hell? Look at that. They got writing all over this wall.
Oh, look. Mikey at 1 year, 30 inches. Bert Jr. at 2 years, 36 inches. How can you possibly think of tearing this down? Can't you see this is a record of their lives?
Well, all I can see is that little Janie here was a moose. How'd you like to have that coming at you in a tutu, huh?
You have the sensitivity of a dung beetle.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood up here.
Well, I'm not in the mood for fun and games.
Well,
happy house morning!
No, don't. This isn't our house. We don't belong in it. I'll never live here. Not one day, not one minute. Please, leave. Please.
You know, Sammy, a couple of years ago, this might have taken me by surprise, but now I just kind of roll.
This is great. I got the one where they're on the train.
Not now, what are you doing? I never noticed that. The bloodhound's doubling down. Look at that. I'm sorry about this, you guys. It's a bad time.
Wait till the honeymoon!
We're trespassers here, Sam. The love and warmth that fill these walls didn't come from us. We can change the wallpaper, we can paint, we can put up new curtains, but the soul of this house will still be those two sweet old people. I'd be afraid to wash the dishes for fear I'd turn the faucet on and instead of water coming out, it would be Lillian's tears.
Oh, brother. I'll put a purifier in. All houses have ghosts, you know, memories of people who lived there before. The only way you can get rid of them is to start making your own memories. And the only way we can do that is if we move in here and start living here.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I guess I've been overreacting.
Oh, that's okay. What do you say we carry on this conversation naked?
Do you think I could ever make love in this house?
Afternoon, everybody.
No! Hey, Mr. Peterson, how's life?
Well, the plot's okay, Woody, but it kind of falls apart at the end. Where's Sammy and Diane?
They're in the office trying to unload the nightmare on Diane Street.
Well, I just have to miss my big news. Woody, I want you to stop the presses on that newsletter. You'll never guess who I saw in front of my office today. Robert Urich. Okay? I want to tell you, he's just as nice a guy driving past at 50 miles an hour as he looks on that TV screen.
Hey, Woody. Another round, quick.
Hey, how's it going in there?
Oh, great. The couple in there are crazy about the house than we were. You know, I have to admit, I was a little ticked off when Diane said she wanted to sell the house, but as it turns out, I think we're going to make a... That's good, Woody. Make a nice little profit here.
Are you sure I can't change your mind?
I'm sorry. That's my final decision.
You know, I'm getting on in years, and my hearing may not be what it used to be, but did you just queer this whole deal?
I had to turn them down.
Why?
Sam, those people were bereft of soul. They had no intention of embracing that house. Their only desire was to live there.
They wanted to live in the house they just bought? My God, they must have been raised by wolves.
They weren't the right kind of people to live in Bert and Lillian's house.
Oh, you know, look, that's it. You know, we have always done things your way. I have bent over backwards to make you happy. I bought the ring you wanted, the china you wanted, the crystal you wanted. I even agreed to have a duvet cover on my bed. I don't know what a duvet is or what it's supposed to cover. When are we going to do something that I want to do?
May I remind you that we're going to Disney World for our honeymoon?
Big deal. Who isn't?
Sam, every time I look at that place, I can't help but think about that poor old couple shambling away from their house, wishing they could spend one last Christmas there with their family.
Well, then why not just give them one last Christmas there if that's what they want? Look, rid yourself of the guilt you feel by robbing them of the last few happy memories left them.
Oh, you know, that's the screwiest idea I've ever heard.
No, Sam, he's right. We'll call the Millers and all their children, and we'll plan a Christmas party. Oh, Sam, it'll make the transition easier for them and for me.
Well, what are we supposed to do until December? Bunk out with Ma Clavin?
No, I mean, we'll do it now. This year, Christmas comes next week. Huh? Oh, it'll be fun.
Oh, gee, I hate it when they change holidays around just to make a 3-day weekend.
For some delicious hot apple cider.
Can I have mine with ice? It's 80 degrees outside.
Where's your Christmas spirit, Naomi?
It melted.
There's another present for you there, Naomi.
Oh. Isn't that right, Santa?
I'm looking. here it is. There you go, kids. There you are.
Oh, boy!
What do you say, Naomi?
Thank you, Santa.
And what do you say, Santa?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus is going to pay for this. Come here. Look, how much longer do we have to do this?
Oh, the children are loving it.
Yo, can I at least take this beard off?
No. You don't want to spoil their illusions.
Don't you think the fact that Santa's here in mid-May sweating bullets is making him a little suspicious already?
Yes, Santa, what a great idea. Why don't you lead us all in some Christmas carols?
Maybe somebody else ought to do that. Santa's got a little summer cold going here.
Oh, well, David is the musician of the family.
Well.
Let it snow in E-flat. The weather outside is frightful,
but the fire's so delightful.
We did it. They're singing their carols. We passed out the present. Now, can we put out the stupid fire and get the Millers out of here, please?
Oh, but Sam, we haven't roasted the chestnuts
yet.
Oh,
guess again, sweetheart.
I Well, you know, that was great, Kitchen. But I think perhaps we ought to thank the kind and generous friends who've let us make this Yuletide possible.
Oh, no. You really don't have to.
No, not at all. Now, Sam and Diane have opened their home. It's their home now. So that we can enjoy one last Christmas here together. Well, of course, we've known a lot of Christmases around this hearth. But for you kids, this will be the last one.
And all they'll have is pictures, home movies, and memories to fill the gap through their lives. Oh, I hope the memories survive. Say you remember, children.
We'll remember, Grandma!
Yes, and what about Easter's? Will you remember the Easter's, too?
I don't remember, Grandpa.
Oh, honey.
Please don't make Grandma and Grandpa leave, lady.
Oh, they don't have to. Listen, why don't you come over next week and we'll have a big Easter egg hunt right here. And we'll make it an annual occasion.
No! I am not putting on a bunny suit for anybody.
Well, listen, we've done everything, more than everything anybody could possibly expect. We gotta draw the line somewhere here. I mean, we can't arrange our lives just for you people. I mean, this is our house now. You can't have it anymore. Please, I mean, we need a chance to start our own lives here. I mean, for God's sake, we haven't even had a chance to be intimate in our own home yet.
What does Santa mean, Mommy?
Mommy will explain it later, dear.
Yeah, and somewhere else, Mommy. Come on, everybody, please.
No. Now, don't grumble. Santa is right. He may have been a little rude about it. But it is true, we have been imposing. So let's all go over to Grandma and Grandpa's new condo and have Christmas there.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
There we go.
What about our presents?
We'll ship them to you.
I can't believe what you just did, Sam.
I am not going to apologize, Diane.
Suddenly, the house is ours.
You mean that?
You claimed it for me. Stood up and claimed it for me like some animal out of the wild. Sam, you're so sexy when you're territorial.
So, anything special you want from Santa this year, little girl?
Oh, Santa.
Well, I think that can be arranged. There you go.
Where is that?
It's in there somewhere.
You know, Santa, I think it's time to take you up on that offer to polish the floor.
Oh, well, what room would you like to start in here?
How about the dining room?
Oh, good.